Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our fifth episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about how to actively read a textbook. Have you ever started reading your textbook only to find that you have reread the same paragraph 5 times and you still don't know what it says? Well, turns out this happens to a lot of people. This is often because how you read a textbook in high school is much different than how you should read it for college. According to Yale University's McGraw Learning Center, in university, you are expected to read and complete much longer assignments in a much shorter amount of time. You are also expected to analyze, evaluate, and apply what you read at a much higher level than you did before. If you dread completing those reading assignments, knowing that you must do them in order to succeed, for example, before going to lecture, hint hint, this can make any reading assignment a daunting task. McGraw Learning Center has some great advice on how to make this task more manageable. First, you need to turn this into an active learning exercise rather than a passive one. According to Arizona State University, passive learning is defined as a method of learning or instruction where students receive information from the instructor and internalize it. Active learning is the complete opposite of this and is defined as a method of learning in which students are actively or experientially involved in the learning process. When you passively read a textbook and hope something will stick, this very often does not happen, and in the end, very little to nothing will stay in your memory. Research has shown that for many students, active learning can work much better when it is time to recall the material both on exams and in class. So, when you are struggling to remember the textbook material, how about giving active learning a try? There are many tools and tricks you can use to turn this exercise into an active one, according to McGraw Learning Center. First, you can skim the chapter, reading only the chapter title, subtitles, italicized terms, boldface type, and introductory or summary sections. Second, you can change all chapter titles, subtitles, sections, and paragraph headings into questions, and then write those questions in a separate journal. Don't forget, there are also many chapter review questions at the end of your book that you can read over as well, which can prime your brain for the information to come. Third, as you read the text, you can answer these questions. Write things down as you go, and if all goes well, the material will stick in your brain that much better. Fourth, immediately once you are done reading, without looking at your book or notes, mentally visualize and sketch what you just read, and be sure to hit the high points of the material. Finally, look at your questions, answers, notes, and book to see how well you actually recalled the reading material. Make sure to then focus on the points you recalled incorrectly or simply omitted. This is what you still don't know and need to focus on now. Initially, you might feel that active reading takes up too much time. However, the more you do this, I promise the quicker you will get. Also, think about how nice it would be to read over something once rather than 5 different times to truly understand and be able to recall it. That in itself will be a time saver in the long run. I hope you find this helpful. Have a great week, everyone, and happy studying.